It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Despite having no host, the Oscars began with a strong performance by Queen, as well as a comedic monologue by Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph.
Good evening, and welcome to the 1,000,000th Academy Awards. We are not your hosts.
So just a quick update for everybody in case you're confused. There is no host tonight. There won't be a popular movie category, and Mexico is not paying for the wall.
And Green Book won the top honor for Best Picture last night. It was Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's performance of Shallow from A Star is Born and Queen with Adam Lambert singing in Freddie Mercury's place that moved the audience.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? In the shallow, in the shallow.
After that performance, if I was Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, I would be breaking up with him.
They were centimeters from each other's lips.
My goodness. I thought they were going to kiss at the end. I really did.
But see, this is like solidifying to everybody like, oh, they're totally in love with each other. They're screwing. I'm telling you right now, he is gay and not coming out. It is like the biggest thing in Hollywood. Everybody talks about it. All the blinds talk about it online, which are like entertainment lawyers that have all the juicy scoop that post them anonymously. Every single time, it's always like Bradley Cooper is hanging on by a thread trying to hide that he's gay. So I just feel like, and Lady Gaga is an amazing actress and performer. He's obviously an amazing actor. I think all of this is just acting for buzz for the movie. Yes, I do. But I know our boss definitely thinks that they're hooking up behind his girlfriend's back.
See.
So Shallow won Best Original Song from A Star is Born last night. Lady Gaga was very emotional, thanking Bradley Cooper and talking about her hard work.
Bradley, there is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song with me but you. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you so much. And if you are at home and you're sitting on your couch and you are watching this right now, all I have to say is that this is hard work. I've worked hard for a long time, and it's not about, you know, it's not about winning, but what it's about is not giving up.
Rami Malek accepted the Best Actor Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think about what it would have been like to tell little Bubba Rami that one day this might happen to him, and I think his curly-haired little mind would be blown.
The weirdest moment was actor and musician Billy Porter showing up on the Oscars red carpet in a custom-designed Christian Siriano gown. His outfit featured a tuxedo-like fitted top and a really like voluptuous full skirt. He said he wanted to play the line between masculine and feminine, and the look was interesting because he said it wasn't drag. He said, I'm not a drag queen. I'm a man in a dress. People are going to be really uncomfortable with my black ass in a ball gown, but it's not anybody's business but mine. According to TMZ, Terrence Howard had a complete meltdown on the set of Empire after Jussie Smollett was arrested for allegedly staging his attack. Terrence was so upset he refused to come out of his trailer for most of the day on Thursday. A source said the actor didn't believe Jussie's account. He felt the story never added up. He grilled Jussie periodically as holes began to emerge and tensions between them boiled over after the two Nigerian brothers who allegedly helped Jussie stage the attack were detained by police. Terrence confronted Jussie once again, screaming at him to come clean. Terrence was nowhere to be found Thursday night when Jussie addressed the cast and crew. And a Chicago grand jury indicted R&B singer R. Kelly for the alleged sexual abuse of several underage girls over a 12-year period from 1998 to 2010. R. Kelly has been hit with 10 felonies involving four victims. Three of them were between the ages of 13 and 16 at the time that they had sexual contact with Kelly. And according to the state's attorney, Kelly's DNA was found. There was some bodily fluids on shirts worn by two of the four accusers. Since that, he's been charged and aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He could face a maximum of 7 years in prison on each count. He turned himself in and was placed on $1 million bond, and the bail was $100,000. He's not been able to pay that. His broke ass. I hope he rots. And Taylor Swift helped a couple in Los Angeles celebrate their engagement party over the weekend. The man, Alex, told his family and friends that he proposed to his fiance, Ross, while listening to Taylor's song, King of My Heart, from a Reputation album. To the surprise of everyone, Alex then introduced Taylor. She performed the couple's favorite song and spent time with them during the party. Taylor said that Alex emailed her and told her that he wanted to surprise his fiance, so she was really happy to make that happen.
So I just want to thank all of you guys for coming and for being here.
Thank you, guys.
There is one secret that I didn't trust any of you with. There was a person who sort of played a part in all of this. And so I would like to welcome, and if you would give a warm welcome, to my friend Taylor.
So Alex emailed me and said he was
going to
do this, and I that there was a song that was really special for you two called King of My Heart. This is from Alex,
Thank you so much.
By me.
Coming up in less than an hour, another scandal involving the Patriots, but this time it's a really sticky situation.